I don't even recall making the picture that wound up in the paper the next day. I guess just after we saw the flames and smoke blow out of the South Tower, I instinctively pulled the camera up and started shooting. I don't remember making the picture. Time stood still. I have no idea how long after the second tower was hit that it fell down. The South Tower fell down first, the second tower to get hit fell down first. I just ran into a friend of mine, Glenn Pettit, and he was amazed, he was excited. He said he had unbelievable video of the second plane hitting the building. Just gave each other a hug, said, "Be careful." And I went straight. I went north on West Street, and he went right. He went east on, he went east. And I don't know how long after that we heard. I was just walking by myself and heard this another loud noise that kind of echoed the first noise. I looked up, figuring, okay, it's another aircraft. And the whole building was just disintegrating. The building was starting to come down. My initial reaction was to grab my camera and to hold it up. My initial reaction was to start taking pictures. But somewhere in the back of my mind came a voice that just said, "Run, run, run, run." And in doing this for more than 20 years, I have never run from anything. But there's no doubt in my mind that if I had not listened to the voice in my head that said, "Run," if I would have stopped and taken the pictures, that I would not have been here today. Glenn Pettit is among the list of the missing. I would assume that he is among the list of the dead. Father Mike Judge, the fire department chaplain, was probably 50 or 60 feet away from me when he was killed by falling debris. I don't know how I'm still alive today.